Hello, dear viewers. Stuart from Ireland. Here I am, though not in Ireland, once again. And there's a street party going on for the coronation of His Britannic Majesty, King Charles III, who was crowned just yesterday. This is a Sunday, and this is what he decreed should take place throughout the length and breadth of the United Kingdom. And so it's going quite well in England. Here I am in Londinium. I shan't tell you exactly where. And you can see that the road's been closed to traffic. There's a bank holiday, as in tomorrow, Monday, is a day off work. Now, the first Monday of May is always a bank holiday. The last Monday of May, likewise. But this second Monday of May, uniquely, is a bank holiday because of the coronation. So people don't have to go to work tomorrow, mostly. Banks closed, offices closed, schools and universities closed. What's open, obviously, is emergency services and anything to do with entertainment, like shops, restaurants, cinemas, stuff like that. So anyway, there wouldn't be that much traffic on a Sunday, so it's not too much of an imposition. And they did tell people some days ahead. You can see the bunting up in red, white and blue, and the Union flag as well. The food is not provided. Bring your own food, a little bar in the kitchen nearby, bar in the garden nearby, and just members of the community are socializing. There was tug of war. So and then today there's a concert in the grounds of Windsor Castle. Lionel Richie is headlining it, raising money for the Prince's Trust, with the King Charles, founder and Prince of Wales. He set up way back in the 70s to help disadvantaged young people. And it's helped over 1 million people, people who've been homeless, people in prison, to help them to get education and skills, to set up businesses and turn their lives around. But I think it's becoming a global initiative now. So this is what goes on at a street party, go on long into the night. And people were celebrating yesterday with music, not particularly in a royal theme. Now, some people here will be royalists, maybe a few will be Republicans who just want a good time. And the people who are neutral as well. So bringing the community together, and in nearby streets around, there are people having similar gatherings. And it's all very informal and good-natured, very much a sort of family thing. So that's what a coronation street party looks like. Obviously, they took place for the coronation in 1953, for Her Britannic Majesty's Silver Jubilee 1977, meant to be likewise in 2002 for the Golden Jubilee, her 50th anniversary on the throne. I'm not sure in 2012, her 60th anniversary, they did last year for the 70th, the Platinum Jubilee, yes, it took place as well. Things like that, the end of the Second World War, there were similar street parties. So people bring their own tables and chairs, and that's it. And so sometimes there's live music. So that's what a street party looks like for the coronation. But now, it's not gone so well North Britain. The royal family is not as popular amongst ethnic minority people, as well as people in Scotland, as well as the junior generation. And obviously, the younger generation is disproportionately ethnic minority. These are areas of concern where the House of Windsor needs to gain greater traction. Right, so thank you so much for watching my video, and please subscribe to me online. Often, it's organized on a parish-by-parish basis. Goodbye.